It's on page Ayin Reishay. Ayin Reishay Simen Shin Nun Gimel. Amar B'dan Chumba. Amar, there's really interesting things that you're not going to hear anyone talk about. You're not going to hear the rabbi and Rosh Hashanah say this stuff over. This stuff over is really like way out stuff. Omru b'tanchuma Omar Avraham lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam eini zoz mikan ad shetishav ali shaloi tenaseni oid le'olam. After the Akedah, this over here is obviously the Sefer Chasidim who wrote this 700 years ago is quoting over here a Medrash, learning Pshat on the Pasuk from Ki Hashpeya to Hashpeya. You have been medayik in the Pesukim. After the Akedah, Avraham Avinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, Adkan, you have already tested me 10 times. No more. And I'm not leaving. I'm not Choni Hamagel. He was the first Choni Hamagel. Who was Choni Hamagel? He made a circle and he said to Hashem, I'm not leaving the circle until you bring the rain. Guess what? He was not the originator of this idea. Who was the originator of this idea? None other than Rabbi Akiva. There are a few people who did this. The one who did this for the very first time, the one who created this idea that I'm not leaving until you do what I want, is Avraham Avinu. And when did he do this? After the Akedah, he drew a circle or something to that effect, and he said, I'm not leaving until you swear to me that you will never test me again. Omar Avraham lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam eini zoz mikan ad shetishav ali shelo tenaseni od le'olam. Why? Because maybe the next test, test number 11 or 12 or 13 or 14, I'm going to fail. Quit while you're ahead. And if I fail, I'm going to lose the reward for all of the previous tests. Why? Shema, chas v'shalom, loy shamati l'cha. I'm going to fail the next exam, number 11. V'hayisi ma'abed kol ma sheyogati kol yomai. And I will then forfeit. Okay, there are many different opinions. This alone, this whole concept alone, is something which we never heard of before. At least I never heard of before. But okay, you write the different mamori chazal. Over here, he's saying that after number 10, Moshe Avinu said no more, because if I'm going to fail the next exam, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to forfeit all of the reward for the first 10 exams. Kol Mashi Yagati Kol Yomai. Wow. And Hashem said, okay, fine. I promise you, I swear to you, I will not test you anymore. The implication is that if not for Avraham Avinu, according to Sma'am Chazal, making a demand from Hashem, then Hashem would have continued to test Avraham Avinu. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo Yinaseu Oil Oilam. That's right. Okay, I agree. Now here's the chiddush. But wait a minute. Hashem had a script. He had plans. You know, it's like you go and you have a play. There's another part. There are more. I have more tricks up my sleeve. What am I going to do with all of the nisyonos that I'm supposed to bring upon Avraham Avinu?
Hashem didn't want to bring the nisyonos on Avraham Avinu. It was the satan who pushed him.
Whatever it is, Hashem, according to this Maamar Chazal, Hashem had more in store for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu put his foot down, and he said to Hashem, Adkan. So Hashem said, but you know, I have in my bag more tricks. What am I going to do with them? Who am I going to launch and use all of the other nisyonos? They can't go to waste. Oh, you know what? Eoiv is basically getting the shirayim from Avraham Avinu. The nisyonos that Hashem brought upon Eoiv were meant for Avraham Avinu. How could you learn Sefer Eoiv without learning this Sefer Chasid? If Avraham Avinu would not have demanded from Hashem Adkan, there would be no Sefer Eoiv. Because Hashem would have exercised the remaining nisyonos on Avraham. It's only because Avraham said Adkan, so Hashem, okay, we got to find a substitute. And you know that's going to be Eoiv. How do you know this to be correct? Amar B'yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo Yinaseh Od Le'olam. And then when he goes on to say, and therefore, the Yisurim, Shebohu Al Eoiv, Hoyu, were really meant for Hoyu Ru'uyim Lo'voy Al Avraham. How do you know this? Shenismach leparsha utz b'charoi. The very next thing that you lay in on Rosh Hashanah, everyone wants to know, why do you lay in on Rosh Hashanah that last aliyah? Okay, on Rosh Hashanah, we, after the Akedah, you lay one, you finish the Akedah. The whole Akedah is all about the whole day is all about the Akedah. And then the Akedah is over, and you lay in this another aliyah that seemingly has nothing to do with the story of the Akedah and has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Why do you lay in it? So probably the most common answer is because it's telling us about the next generation, the birth of Rivka. The legacy of Avram goes on. Yitzchak survived the Akedah, and now Yitzchak needs a zivug. So we lay in about the Yichus in order to get to Rivka. That's the simple reason why we lay in the next Aliyah. Okay, let me find over the Akedah. The Elohim Yisus Avraham. Fine, Vayikum Vayelchu Yacht El Be'er Shava Vayez Avram Be'er Shava. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, another Aliyah. Vayihi Acher Yad Ramoele Vayugal Yavram Leymar Hinei Yolda Milka Gamhi Bonim Linochor Achicha Es Utz B'choroi V'chulu V'chulu V'chulu. And then it says the ace Bisuel Uvisuel Yolades Rivka. So the Velt says that's the reason why we lay in these next psukim, is because we want to be mazkir Rivka. Now that Yitzchak survived the Akedah, Yitzchak needs a shidduch. We have Rivka. Klal Yisrael goes on. The Sefer Chasidim says something much completely different. Rivka, it's not what it's about here. It's about the Akedah is not over. The Akedah was Nisaya number 10, and Avraham Avinu, he told Hashem, Ad kan, no more. Hashem said, fine, but the Nisayonos that I had in store for you, someone's got to get. And that's the next Aliyah. The next Aliyah is, Hinei Yolda Milka Gamhi Bonim Linochor Achicha, Es Utz Bichoro. Who is Utz? Eiv, according to Chazal, is Eiv. Isn't this unbelievable stuff? Where do you see such chidushim over here? He writes over here, Hoyu ru'uyim lovoy al Avraham shenismach leparsha es utz bichoroi. Hu Eiv shenemar. How do you know that? Ish hoya bi'eretz utz. And his name was Eiv. Hare mashma mi shezoch farperi. Okay, that's now he goes on to explain. Hare mashma mi shezoch. What is he coming to derive from this? This goes back to what we learned yesterday. Now this is very complicated. Is that a person who's good, and then at the very end messes up, he loses everything until now. Now he right away comes to that's not fair. He explains what this means. Rav Michal, welcome. Welcome back. Hare mashma, mi shezocha, v'achar kach chota. If Avraham Avinu was zoicha to 10 nisyonos, if he would then sin at nisyon number 11, she'ein zichuyosav l'chlum nechshavim. Avraham knew where to quit. He knew to quit while he was ahead. That is a tremendous chachma. Okay, try to go tell someone to quit when they're ahead. Try to find people like that in this world to know when to quit. Uvisoif yoma mashma. Now, what is the question? The question over here is, how could you say such a thing? That's not fair. Just because the person has a wonderful life, he's moiser nefesh for Hashem, and at the end of his life he makes some mistakes, he loses the merit of all of the good deeds he did his entire life. It's not fair. Mashma sheloi ibeit zichu yoisaf. This principle that if a person at the end makes a mistake and does an avera, he loses all of the good merits of his entire life, that is only correct if he has charata toya al harishonos. And that's very rare. You find people, they have a very good life, they spend their whole life involved in doing wonderful things for Klal Yisrael, and at the end they mess up. you'll ask these people who Rahman al-Islam, they made mistakes at the end of their life. Do you have charat on all of the chesed, the good things that you've done your whole life? Chas v'shalom. That's my legacy. This foolish mistake that I made at the end of my life, and I did this avera, no, I'd made a mistake. But chas v'shalom, when I come to Olam Haba, I come to Olam Haba with my zuchuyos. Okay, that's a very big tragedy. That's very rare. That's terrible, terribly tragic, and that's rare, and that's possible. And that's the only time we say that a person loses his merit is only if he has charata. Toye al harishonis. So Avraham Avinu, question over here is, why in the world would you say that Avraham Avinu, if he would have been tested number 11, it would have made a mistake, and he would fail, he's going to lose all of his merits? That's not so. The only time you lose your merits, only if you're toye al harishonis. And it's extremely unlikely, if not impossible, that Avraham Avinu would have charata, if he made a mistake at the end, have charata al harishonis. That's lois el zebet al harishonis. The Avraham Sha'amar Shem Chas v'Shalom Lo Shemati Bo Akeda Hayisi Ma'abed Kol Masha Yogati Kol Yomai Perish Shel Zeh Lo Shoya Ma'abed HaKol Legamri. It's impossible, because Avraham Avinu would never be Toye Al HaRishaynais Ela She Zeh HaAvan. He says over here another very complicated principle, which I don't understand what this means. It means that sometimes the Aver is so great, it's Shokul Kineged the Zuchus. So you end up with nothing. It's not, it's if an Avera, they cancel each other out. I mean, what does that mean? We said yesterday that there's no such thing. It doesn't cancel each other out. Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. These are all the concepts which I really have no clue what these things mean. Ela shazeh ha'ovain shakul kineged kol ha'zichuyos. It doesn't mean that the zichuyos would be canceled. It just means that the sin is so great it's shakul kineged and the balance is zero. I don't know. I really have no idea what that means. V'yachriya kol ha'zuchuyos.
If I was supposed to get an ice cream, I lost my ice cream because it was shakul. No, you get any ice cream,
but you also get your punishment. Right. So read Vaita what he says over here. I'm going to read the words. I don't understand what it says. Maybe you understand what it says over here. The next words over here is sharei. Look what he writes over here. He writes over here sharei. Nosnu lo le'ezik nusoy. He was given le'ezik nusoy bein. Okay, so Avraham Avinu was zoicha to a miracle that he was 100 when he was 99 years old. When he was 100 years old, he had a child. V'Avram ben Me'ashana bivoldu lo esi Yitzchak beno. It's a miracle. Le'ezik nusoy bein uviyat Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahachias lohanes. V'yomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu lomu lo chashavta im tavar al mitzvosai amish shneichem. If you don't listen to me, you'll both die. If I give you a command and you don't obey my command, you will die and Yitzchak will die. Mutav, it's better that you should obey my command and offer Yitzchak as a korban olah. Mutav yomus Yitzchak b'mitzvah v'lo yomus b'mered. And you should not die, because if you don't listen, he's anyway going to die. So you might as well obey my command and offer him as an oilah, because if you don't obey my command, you're both going to die. So the end of the day is going to be, you're both going to die, and the question will be on your death certificate, will you be a merit that you died? He died al kiddush Hashem, or he died because he rebelled against God. So there's nothing to gain by not listening. V'oid yoyser chilul. Now he goes on to another thing, which is just in one moment. But first of all, I want to point out that this that he just wrote over here is a tremendous chiddush. Because Rashi says, many of Amar Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu did not have to do the Akedah. Kach no es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavta es yitzchok ein no elo l'shoin bakosha. You don't have to do it.
But if somebody asks you,
I can't. Why? It never happened to you? You ask someone for a favor, I can't do it? Ma'isim b'chol yom. Even Adam Choshev. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, according to Chazal, the Sfasemet says it's beferish, Avraham Avinu was not a mitzvah v'oise in the mitzvah of the Akedah. He was not a mitzvah v'oise. He did not have to do it. Hashem gave him free will. No, ain't no Ella l'shoin bakasha. If you want to do it, the reward is ein l'shire. If you don't want to do it, I can live with it. It's fine. So you won't do the Akedah. So Klal Yisrael won't have this suchos. Life goes on. There will be a Klal Yisrael. Everything is fine and good. No, there won't be. They won't have the suchos of the Akedah. You have no duty to, you're not going to be considered a rebel if you don't do the Akedah. The Sefer Hasidim obviously does not learn like that. He's a Rishon, I mean, he's from the late Rishonim, it would appear. And he obviously, his tradition is not like what it says in Rashi, and not like what it says in many Mamari Chazal. His tradition is, Avraham Avinu was a mitzvah v'yoyseh, he had no choice. I'm telling you, this is what I want. And if you don't do what I want, then you're a rebel. Then you're a morid b'malchus, and you will die, there will be consequences. So therefore, I just said, there is a machloikis of what the word no means. Can mean now. In fact, the Targum says now. It doesn't mean please. Rashi learns, ein no ella l'shoin bakosha. Rashi was writing those words in response to the Targum Unkelus. Almost every word of Rashi is in response to Unkelus. Unkelus learns no means now. It means now, this moment. I want you now, today. Let's get going. Go right now. I give you 3 days to travel now. According to Rashi, Rashi says, Unkelus, you got it wrong again. Ein no ella l'shoin bakosha. If you learn Unkelus a lot, you will come to the realization what I just told you is 100% correct. Rashi did not write, I very humbly and respectfully disagree with the art scroll Unkelus, the Hakdama in their introduction, that Rashi wrote a parish on Chumash. Rashi did not write a parish on Chumash. Rashi wrote a parish on Unkelus. It's called a super commentary. The commentary on Chumash is Unkelus. And Rashi wrote a commentary on a commentary, a super commentary. And almost everything Rashi writes is in response to Unkelus. And Unkelus says, no means ka'an. It means now, right now. Rashi says, ein no ella l'shoin bakasha, means please, pretty please. You don't have to do it. It appears to be a machlekes rishonim, maybe before, maybe even machlekes tanoim, possibly, as to was the akedah a command or a bakosha? The Sefer Chasidim clearly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, learns that it was a command. Ad kedei kach, that if you do not do the akedah, you'll be punished, and both you and Yitzchak will die. And you'll be on the death certificate, it will be written that you have rebelled against God. And if you do what I tell you to do, then it will be written that Yitzchak died al Kiddush Hashem. The miracle was none of the above happened. So therefore, Shanecha Mutav Shayamash Yitzchak the Mitzvah Velo Yamas
Amerit. What? It would have been less of an Isayah if it was a command.
What? Is it really? You know, you got to get a good psychologist.
I really don't have much.
You got to get a good psychologist to analyze what you just said if it is correct.
No,
there are different ways of looking at it.
A million different ways of analyzing it. There used to be a course here that my wife said in on just on the subject was just on the Akedah.
Mayor Abeldorf is very heavily steeped in the Akedah, correct? He's very into the Akedah, Mayor Abeldorf.
But we do see some hesitancy on Abraham's part. A little semantics that Chazal talk about, word by word semantics.
I remember I used to daven in Chaim. I used to come early. The person's name was Rabbi Moteshin, of Yitzchak Moteshin. He was a shoychet many years ago. No, he was a big Torah Vedas, a Talmud of Shlomo Hyman. He was a Talmud Muvok of Shlomo Hyman. He had a picture of Shlomo Hyman in his siddur. And his sitter opened up on the cover, he had a picture of Shlomo Hyman, and he moved to Flatbush, so the closest yeshiva was Chaim Berlin. And those days, I used to come very early to davening, and Chaim Berlin, they don't say brochis. They start with Baruch Sha'amar, and he couldn't live with that. So every day he demanded, I used to come early, and he would tell me, every day you're going to say brachas for me. So every day, it was a wonderful, I used to say brachas for him. Every day he would say the brachas for him. And he would answer, Amen. And he befriended me, he was very kind to me, and he would always tell me, every so often, a vart on the Akedah. And I never understood, what is this obsession you have with the Akedah? Every couple of days, he would tell me a new insight into the Akedah. And then many years passed. He passed away. And his son said to me, "Did you ever notice that my father was obsessed with the Akedah?" I said, "Yes, I did." So he says to me, "You know, I didn't realize until after he passed away why. Because his name was Yitzchak and his father's name was Avraham." Yitzchak, then Avraham. And it was a Shoichet. So it resonated, the whole Akedah resonated with him very much, and that's why he was always talking about the Akedah, different new insights into the Akedah. Very interesting. Okay, so now he says something and also extremely, very, very, very fascinating. And there's a whole new mahalach in the Akedah. Never ever heard of such a thing like this. He ties the Akedah, the Sefer Chassidim, it's an unbelievable drush, to the mice of the four, the Mulchama of the four kings and the five kings. Many of us, we look at the story of the four kings and the five kings. That was the beginning of Avraham Avinu's career, right? There was a war of Kedola Oimer, Melech, I forgot the whole of Sugam Alpeh, right? The four kings, the five kings. And then they captured Lot. Lot got caught up in this. Vayovei HaPolit, Og came to tell Avraham Avinu, guess what? Lot got swept away in this world war, and he's gone. So Avraham Vayorok gets Chanichav. He takes his 318 men, Eliezer, and they go to save Lot. And Avraham Avinu single-handedly enters into this world war, and he wipes out all the kings, total of nine kings, and then they come to the four, which in turn wiped out the five. So really, it was whatever it is, however you want to go learn, very complicated. The 13 kings, the 13 years of Gansan Isa, and then Avraham Avinu miraculously, he goes and he saves them from the pits, whatever, a whole story there. And then they sit down to break bread, to make a Sudas Hoida, Umalki Tzedek, Melech, Sholem, Hoisi, Lechem, V'yayin, Baruch Avram, Lekel Elyon, Asher, Lekel Elyon, Koine Shemayim Varetz, and then he says those magical words, Asher Migain Tzorecha Biyodecha, which means he delivered, the Ribbono Shel Olam delivered your enemies into your hand. Okay, that is the beginning of the career of Avraham Avinu. When we get to the Akedah, many of us totally forgot about that. And the story of the four kings and the five kings and Lot and Asher Migain Tzarecha Biyodecha has nothing to do with the Akedah. Garnished from garnished. It's a different Gilgal, a different Tekufa. Nothing in common between that Maisa in the beginning of Avraham Avinu's career and the pivotal moment of the Maisa Akedah. Correct? I think I'm telling you, most people would never put the two together, and if you would put the two together, they would accuse you of saying Purim Torah. Okay? When you start connecting things that have nothing in common, people right away accuse you of saying nonsense. Along comes the Chasefa HaChasidim, and he says, this is Nish Purim Torah. This is Torah Mitzinai. There's a direct correlation between the two. V'yoid. Yoyser Chilul. If Avraham Avinu would not have gone forward and offered Yitzchak at the Akedah, it would have been a Chilul Hashem going backwards to the beginning of his career of the Milchama of the four and five kings. The Oid Yoyser Chilul. What was the Nisayan? Slaughter Yitzchak. So I won't do it. No. So I can't, Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't give up my son. So I won't do it. No. You don't know what's on the line now. You don't know what's on the line now. What's on the line now is the milchama of Asher Migein Tzorecha Biyodecha. Shekol Yoschel Shakadosh Baruch Hu Migein Tzorecha Biyodecha. V'soy Mamidas Adin. Ayei Chasidu Soy. Shekol Ma She'osa Kol Miyira Ve'ein Loi Sochar. Everything that Avraham Avinu did is because of Yira. He was afraid of you, Hashem. Ve'ein loy sochar. Asher migein tzarecha. So what does that mean exactly? I thought I understood. Let's read a few more lines. V'yoyin habriyois miraninois olav. The people will say about him, Lazesh she'asa miyira asisa kol hanisim lohoilid bein ulemagein tzarav biyadav harei she'hoye tzarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu im lohoye oimed b'nisayin shel akeda l'shalem loy ro, if he would not be oimed in the nisayin of the akeda, then l'shalem loy ro, Hashem would have no choice but to punish him. V'ligvois toiva shemosar tsarav biyadav, to deliver, to collect the debt of Hashem delivering his enemies in his hands. V'shenosan loy banim umishum hazuchu she'osa Avraham kineged hanisim she'osa loy nimsa she'al harishoynois ein loy klum. V'zeo shomar Avraham mishim lo shamati l'cho, if I don't listen to you now, ha'yisi ma'abed kol ma'asha yogati kol yomai. Let's look at the parish over here for 1 second. Go jump down to where it's no longer bold. Rotzalom on the right side. Shaloi soimar. People should not say, loy shochiv inosh l'fiyah teva koidim zmanoi. No one dies before their time. The alkein omar shaharei nosna loy le'ez zignusoi bein shehu chutz l'teva. The imkein gam yochol liyoy sheyishkav inosh chutz l'teva koidim zmanoi. I don't know what this means. Uviyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chomis l'hachiyos af koidim zmanoi chutz l'teva. V'yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'om alo. Okay, just jump down a little bit more. We'll try to put this together over here. Rotzalom. Abnei sh'anisim sh'nasu li'avram. Because of the miracles, heim shukulim k'neged az'zuchuyos sh'osa al yidei z'nimsa sh'al v'zeo sh'am Avram. He's not really explaining very much over here. Okay, I think though what it means over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Avram Avinu a lot of miracles. He's introducing over here a new dimension. He's introducing over here is that we have to understand the difficulty. The difficulty over here is that we have this tradition. Avram Avinu said to the Ribono Shel Olam, if you don't stop this now, testing me, I'm going to blow it. And if I make a mistake, then I'm going to lose everything that I've done until now. So that's what it says in the Medrash. And we are very disturbed. The Sefer Chassidim is very disturbed. How can Avraham Avinu say such a thing? It's not true. Just because a person at the end fails on the Soyon has no effect on all of the good things that he's done, if he has done until now in his life. So how then can Avraham Avinu make such a statement? And that is what he is continuously struggling over here to understand. And he gives different ideas. The language is very cryptic. So first he says, it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean he's going to lose everything. It just means that he's going to lose a little bit. And then he goes on, he says different ideas. And at the end he says an idea, and that is, Avraham Avinu, when he passed all of the nisyonos, it wasn't for nothing. In other words, he seems to be saying that he's coming to belittle, to a certain degree, the first nisyonos, because Avraham Avinu owed Hashem a very great debt of gratitude. Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kivshan Ho'esh, and he survived. Who goes through that? Who merits such a miracle? Avraham Avinu went to fight a world war and he won. Who merits such a miracle? And there were other miracles along the way. When he went to Avimelech, when he went to Paro, Avraham Avinu, he merited miracles, great, incredible miracles. So it's only logical that if Hashem does for you a miracle, you better reciprocate and you better go and thank Hashem. And if Hashem tells you to go and you have a nisayon, you follow through with the nisayon. Here was the first time when he has a nisayon where the akedah is different, where it's not payback to Hashem. It's purely do this favor for me. And it's not in response to a miracle due to a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem did for you something supernatural. What he seems to be saying over here is that the nisayon of the akedah is on a completely different level than the nisayonos, the other prior 9 nisayonos, Because the other nine Nisyonos, it's almost as if Avraham Avinu, in a certain dimension, had no choice but to follow through with Hashem's demands. Because Hashem was pulling the strings anyway, and there were incredible miracles that were happening around Avraham Avinu, and he had no choice but to follow through and do what Hashem wanted, even though it was a very great test. But here by the Akedah, no one is threatening Avraham Avinu. He's now living out his golden years, peacefully, quietly, everything is fine and good. He's in the morning kollel, everything is good and fine, no one's bothering him. And Hashem now is, do me a favor. Do me a favor of ahava. Give me your child as a sign of the love you have for me. So here, if Avraham Avinu, he fails this nisayon, it's a gilui that all of the other nine nisyonos weren't really because he loved Hashem. It's because those nisyonos, he had no choice. Because those nisyonos, and you have to go back and analyze each one of the nine nisyonos, was packaged with a situation of Yira. So when it came to Yira, he was compelled. But here, where it's Ahava, he's not compelled. And if he fails, it's a revelation that all of the other nisyonos were really no big deal. If he'll pass this Nisayan, oh, it's a gili that the other Nisayanis were for real. That's seemingly what he's trying to do over here. He's trying over here to say is, don't be misled. The MS is, generally, when a person lives a good life, and he's moiser nefesh v'Hashem, if chas v'sholim at the end, he makes a mistake, so all right, he made a mistake. Has no effect on all of your accomplishments and achievements until now. By Avraham Avinu, it was different. It was different. And it demands that we analyze and study the nature of the Nisyonis. And the nature of the original Nisyonis was Midin Yira. And this Nisyon of the Akedah was Midin Ahava. And if Avraham Avinu was unable to fulfill Nisyon number 10 of Ahava, then it would be revelation that the other nine Nisyonis was only because of Yira, and then the impact and his legacy would have been discounted. Therefore, Avraham Avinu was afraid that the Nisyonis, as they go on, is going to impact the previous Nisyonis because of his unique situation, and that is why he alone was able to make such a statement that, don't test me because I'm going to fail. In the process, we've also take out of this tremendous chidushim about Utz, this whole marriage itself is a very chidush, and Eoiv was the hashlama of Avraham Avinu's Nisyonis. Yeah?
That Yitzchak brought it upon himself with
Yishmoel. Okay, Ayin upon him Latira. We right away from the beginning, we said, yes, we said in the very beginning, there are many Mamori and Chazal that conflict, and you can't automatically put them together. Okay, I want to right away segue immediately.